Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hear that? That's the sound of your favorite mascots, Boomer and Pistol Pete, getting a good night's sleep. Good sleep is the foundation of a healthy lifestyle. So, no matter how you sleep, make sure you get some shut-eye for 7 to 9 hours each night, so you're well-rested to cheer on your favorite team. Better sleep equals better health. Learn more at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
We're your neighbors. We're your kids' sports coaches. We're your school board and chamber members, your church deacons, your local 4-H club and FFA chapter partners. Long story short, we're real people. We're real Oklahoma pig farmers, and we're real proud of it. To hear from real Oklahoma pig farmers, visit okpork.org/realpork. This message brought to you by Oklahoma's pig farmers and the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Well, today's markets were all over the place. We had a USDA report mid-morning, which was the focus of today's trade. But the October feeder cattle were 87 higher at 175.95. The November's up 40 at 176.60. The January unchanged. March up just about 15, 178.12. Several conversations and phone calls today about the August of 2023. So the furthest out feeder cattle contract you can get at this point. Some conversations there. You know, it traded up just above 201 at one point, and people are starting to see that really high number. And I think people generally interested in selling the contract. But it's about 190, just below 197 right now, and just the idea of $200 and way out there in the future. Of course, the other side of that would be the number of cows that have been culled and killed and slaughtered, and you know that's the factories getting smaller. So that'll at some point be reflected. Of course, placements every month into the feedlots hasn't really gotten smaller. People keep expecting that to happen, but it just keeps not happening. But time will tell. The live cattle market today was up just a hair. The October looks like they're going to close up about 37 at 146.17. December lives down 12 at 148.45.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's grain futures market was focused on the mid-morning USDA supply and demand report, but corn finished about unchanged. The soybean market 12 to 19 higher. The wheats were anywhere from 10 to 18 lower, and then cotton sharply lower, 394 lower at 84.92. The report overall was neutral for corn and for wheat, but bullish for the soybean market. The yield for soybeans was 49.8 bushels per acre. They were looking for about 50.6, so it was lower than expected. The corn yield, 171.9 bushels per acre. They're looking for 171.8. So that lower yield, and as that trickled down through the rest of the report, impacted the ending stocks. The corn ending stock estimate was 1.172. They're looking for 1.124, so a little bit bigger than expected on corn. Beans were 200 million bushels. They're looking for 248, and then wheat, 576, looking for 554. So bigger ending stocks for corn and wheat, but lower for beans, and the price action today reflected that with wheat down sharply and corn down. World ending stocks for corn, 307. They're looking for 302. Beans, 92.4, looking for 99.7. And wheat was 276, looking for 268. So similar and mirrored what the U.S. part of the report showed.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.